I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Are you burned out or exhausted and you can't figure out why? Are you in ministry but feeling like you can't go on and you just want to quit? Does it seem like no matter how much you fast and pray, nothing works and you just want to give up? If you've tried everything to break out of this horrible state but nothing has worked, you may be under a snake attack. Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason, because the Bible says serpents are the craftiest beasts in the field. That means they can sneak up on you and squeeze the life out of you before you even know it. I experienced this firsthand when I had a time I wanted to quit everything and just die. Right now, you may be feeling the exact same way. So if you've tried everything to break out of this terrible funk, but nothing has worked, stay tuned, because you just might find the answer you've been searching for today. Not long ago, I went through a horrible time. I just felt like I'd come to the end. I felt so tired, so exhausted. I felt like I just couldn't do it anymore. I felt like I wanted to quit the ministry. I was done. I was burned out. I felt like the life was being squeezed out of me. And no matter what I did, nothing seemed to help. I would fast, I would pray, I would repent, I would worship, and it was still there. And I didn't get it. And I kept on asking God, what is this, God? And I kept on hearing this voice in my head that sounded like stuff God would say, but it didn't sound like the way he would say it. I would hear the voice saying stuff like, well, if you repent more, then you wouldn't feel like this. Or maybe if you fasted and prayed more, then you'd get the breakthrough. And I was like, but that's all I do is repent. And I'm fasting and praying all the time. What do you mean? It's like, I can't do much more. I'm already exhausted, God. But it sounded God-like, but it wasn't God. It didn't sound like Papa Daddy. It sounded like Mean Daddy with a big old stick in his hand. Repent. Pray, fast. Now, these are things God will say. Sometimes you will hear God say to go on a fast or to repent if we're in sin. He will say those things, but it didn't sound like it was him saying it to me. It sounded like a counterfeit voice. And I was like, what is going on, God? I was so done. I mean, I was even like doing the crying thing, and I don't cry. I'm tough chick. I don't cry, okay? But I was doing like the crying thing. I was done. I was totally fried. And I was like, I don't get it, God. You keep on telling me fast and pray, I can't do it anymore, so I don't know what to do. So you better tell me something really quick, otherwise I just give up. I'm going to quit. So I was sitting on my bed one night, and the noise is just bombarding my mind, and I'm praying as much as I can. And then just like in that moment, God's voice was able to finally penetrate through all the noise, and I heard, soak in fire. Well, at that point, I was burned out, and I wasn't sure if that was his voice or not, though it sounded different. So I was like, soak in fire. I'm tired. I don't want to soak in fire. I'm tired. I'm tired. I've been repenting and fasting and doing everything you've asked, and I just don't feel like soaking in fire. And he goes, soak in fire. And I'm like, I don't want to, God. I'm so tired. I don't want to soak in fire anymore. And he goes, soak in fire. So I go, right, fine, I'll soak in fire. So I in there, and I found a Misty Edwards song, and I played it, and it was like all-consuming fire, right? So I was so mad. I'm doing it. This is how I'm soaking in fire to get my healing. I'm like, all-consuming fire, you're my heart's desire. That's how I was soaking in fire, right? Surprisingly, that a bolt of lightning didn't go, right? So I lay down, and I'm doing this wonderful soaking that I'm doing. And I get a vision. God honored it anyway. Remember what fire does. It drives a serpent out of hiding. See, I didn't know what it was that was on me. I couldn't figure it out. But remember when Paul was carrying around that bundle of sticks? And he didn't know he was really carrying around a poisonous viper inside. That's what I was doing. I was walking around carrying around a snake and didn't know it. But when he threw his bundle of sticks on the fire, it drove the snake out of hiding. The fire did. And that's what happened when I soaked in fire under the mercy and grace of God. It drove that snake out of hiding, and I could see it. I saw a huge python, and it had wrapped itself around my body and around my ministry and around my house, around everything. So I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, God, how did it get there? And he goes, read Acts 16. So I went to Acts 16, and it's the story about the woman that's possessed with a spirit of divination. Remember that story? It says, Acts 16, verse 16, it came to pass as Paul and Silas went to prayer that a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met them, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us crying and saying these things. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way unto salvation. And that same followed Paul and us crying this, saying this for many days. But Paul, being grieved, finally turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. So you see, there was this woman possessed with the spirit of divination, and she's going around and she's saying these really God-sounding like things. Hey, these men have come to show you the way to the Most High God. I mean, that sounds like a very godly thing, doesn't it? Sounds like the same thing I was hearing. Something very godly, but it was coming from the wrong spirit. A counterfeit spirit. It said that Paul was listening to this for many days and he was grieved. I felt really good after I heard this story because Paul didn't even get it for a couple days, so I didn't feel so stupid. Many days he put up with that, but he was grieved. He knew something was wrong. He just couldn't figure out what it was. Well, God told me to look up the words in this chapter. And when I looked at the word divination, she was possessed with the spirit of divination. You know what it means? It means one word, Python. Python. So see, when Paul cast that spirit out of her, if he could have seen in the spirit, he would have seen a big snake go flying. Because that's what happened. He literally cast a serpent, a python snake, out of that woman. In fact, it was the thing that was saying to her those God-sounding like things. These men have come to show you the way to the Most High God. The same snake was telling me the same stuff. God-sounding like things, but from the wrong source, trying to make me feel condemned, trying to make me feel like I had to work harder to get God's favor, trying to make me feel like I was doing something wrong all the time. Repent more, fast more. Yeah, sometimes you got to repent more and fast more. But that at that moment, it was just a pure assignment to torment me, squeeze the life out of me like a python does to its prey, steal my joy. Amen.
We had some pockets of financial struggles in the church, and when Katie came and began to talk about the revelation on the soul serpents, it was very eye-opening on many levels. It was eye-opening for me from a pastoral perspective, because I just like maybe a month before Katie came to our church, I put together our interest and I said something is wrong in this building we are in, because every time I come to the pulpit, I feel like I'm being suffocated. And I said, I need you guys to pray. It's really a weird feeling. Every time I come on Sunday, I don't experience this anywhere else. But when Katie came, the Lord showed her that gave her a vision of a python spirit that the church was, that had wrapped itself around the building. And she did not know that the month prior, I had got together an emergency meeting with my prayer intercessors, because I didn't know what was going on. Every Sunday, I'd feel like I was gonna pass out. And so when Katie came here, we saw the power of God hit that place. And I mean, like something supernatural hit our congregation. And we just began to follow Katie around, and we started making circles around our building as we were pulling that serpent and spirit away from our church. And I'm telling you, ever since then, I mean, my preaching is on a whole different level. I've extremely energetic. I've never that feeling again. Then people are talking, the church are talking about the different financial breakthroughs that are happening in the ministry. Our tithes have gone up. It's been phenomenal. I was like, wow, this is incredible. So one of the things that happened is after the breaking of the python spirit of our church, it was probably a few minutes afterwards, people are shouting, we are feeling the breakthrough in the house. I got a text from Africa from my father that he had got me a piece of property for almost next to nothing. And I had never owned land before in my own country, but just seconds after, or minutes after Katie broke this thing, I got a huge miracle, a lakeside property in Africa, in a very premier area of Africa. That's what happened. So it was phenomenal on many levels. I tell you, this revelation God has given us is real and it works.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
The word divination means python. And what she had a spirit of divination. That's witchcraft, isn't it? What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is a sin of rebellion. See, if we have rebellion in our lives, you rebel against your parents, you rebel against your spouse, you rebel against your pastor, you rebel against the laws of the land. How many of you got a little bit of a lead foot? You could have a snake flying off the back of your car. Like a banner. Better watch it, man. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. When we have rebellion in our lives. You know, I've had a lot of rebellion in my life, living on the streets the way I did for all those years. And it attracted a serpent to come and do what pythons do. They're very fast. They sneak up on you. You can't even hear them when they come up on you. They come up on you so fast. They drop out of trees. You don't even know they're there. Next thing you know, you're wrapped up and the life is being squeezed out of you. So when God told me that, I sat down. I said, Lord, if I rebelled against you, against the laws of the land, against my husband, against leadership, against my pastor, wherever, rebellion from the past, I repent of it right now. I'm not going to have anything in common with Python. I repent of it right now, and I ask that you fill me with fire, and I soaked with more fire, and then the Lord said this. He said, okay, I soaked with the fire. It burned away the chaff of that rebellion. He said, you saw the python, now grab it and take it off. I said, just like that? He said, yeah. So I reached above my head. I, in a prophetic act, grabbed it because I'd already seen the head. Hey, secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us. It was already mine. I commanded it to unwind from my body, and I threw it. Now, you might think, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. This lady's on TV teaching about unwinding an unseen python from her body. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever, Kate. All right, but as soon as I did that, I felt the difference. I literally took in a gasp of air, like, and I felt it. All of a sudden, I went from, I want to quit, I'm done, I'm fried, to, I can do this, yeah, let's get her done. All right? I changed just like that. Now, check this out. 3 days later, I go to a big meeting with this woman. I won't say her name, but I'll just tell you this. She's the granddaughter of one of the most famous and powerful healing evangelists from the 1950s. All right, to do the meeting with her was a great honor for me. So I'm going to the meeting, right? I fly into the airport. She comes to pick me up. As I'm rolling out with my bag, she pulls up with her Suburban thing. She gets out of the car, slams the door, goes to the back, opens the trunk. Here I come in the bag. She takes my bags, throws the bags in the back, slams the bag back down. And I go, so, how you doing? She goes, I don't know what's happening to me. She gets back in the car. I get in with her. She goes, it's terrible. I've never had anything like this before. I mean, you know me. I'm totally in for it. I'm all out for God, but I just feel like I can't take it anymore. Like I want to quit. And there's like this voice that keeps speaking to me. I know it's not God, but I can't figure out who it is. And I'm like even crying and stuff, which I normally don't do. And I'm sitting there going, sounds familiar. And so she goes on, and this woman's powerful. She is powerful in the spirit. I've seen her deliver people like that fast. She has a deliverance anointing on her. She has a healing anointing on her. She's amazing, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the story, and I turn around and look at her, and God lets me see with my open eyes a big python wrapped around her body. Its head's over her head, and it's sticking its tongue out at me like this. And I'm like, "Ooh, you're gonna pay for that." But I don't say anything, because how do you tell the famous granddaughter of the famous healing evangelist that the entire world knows about, "You got a big python wrapped around you, friend"? Okay? So I sit there. And we go to the hotel, right? We get out of the car, and Amy and I go to our room, and I go, Amy, man, I know what it is. I saw it. It's a big python snake. It's wrapped around her whole body. And she goes, "Get it off of her, man." And I'm like, "What? How am I going to tell her that she's got a python snake wrapped around her?" She goes, "Really, Kate? Just do it." And I'm like, okay, wow, the meeting's about to start in 20 minutes, and I need to catch her before the meeting because it could mess up everybody in the meeting and mess her up and everything else. So I'm texting her. I'm like, "Please meet me somewhere in your room or here or something before the meeting starts." And I'm texting you. She's not answering, and I'm getting worried. It's getting closer and closer. Finally, it's like time for the meeting. I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." So I'm just going to have to go down there and get her, right? So I go down in the meeting. I walk in. She's in the front row. I slide in next to her. I sit there and I'm singing, doo 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 doo, right? And then I finally lean over and I go, hey, look, I think I know what it is that's been harassing you." She goes, "What?" I go, "Well, I saw a big snake wrapped around you, man." She goes, "Well, get it off." And I'm like, "What? Here?" She goes, "Yes." I go, "Now?" She goes, "Now." And I go, "Okay." So, okay, I didn't see it right then, now, but I'd seen it before. And once you see something, the sacred things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us. I saw it, and I saw its head. It's mine, okay? So all I did was, prophetically, using my faith, I reached up above her head to the same place where I saw it before. I grabbed it, and I commanded it to unwind from her body. And then when I did that, I threw it to the abyss, commanded it to never return. Now, as soon as I did that, she was like this in her seat. I did that, and she goes... She looked like Superwoman when she ripped off the ordinary clothes like Clark Kent after he comes out of the telephone booth or something. Changes a super bum, Superman, right? She looked like that. She jumps up. She runs. It's like worship. It's in the middle of worship. She grabs the mic. She goes into the front. She goes, "All right, everybody, stand up. We're all covered with snakes." Now, these are her peeps, right? These are her peeps, so they're obedient peeps. Like, they all stand up and like this. And she goes, "All right, everyone, reach up your head and grab it." And they all go. And she goes, "Now command it to unwind." And they're all like. She goes, "Now throw it." And they all go. Wah! And snakes went a-flying, man. And people got healed. It was totally awesome. It was just like Paul and Moses. Remember what happened to Paul? He came around a snake. He doesn't know about it, right? That's what happened to her. She came around a snake. She didn't know, right? But as soon as Paul threw it on the fire and the fire drove it out, right, he went right from there. He got bit. He was left unharmed. He goes and he starts healing all the snake-infested people on the island. She did the same thing.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
How would you like to heal all the snake-infested people on your island? You can do that by first getting delivered of the serpent you're carrying around. Let's start with the blood. The very first prophecy about Jesus was that he would crush the head of the seed of the serpent. Well, that crushing took place on the cross. When we repent of anything we have in common with Python, then we start the healing process. The woman in Acts 16 had a spirit of divination. The word divination means Python. Divination is witchcraft, and witchcraft is the sin of rebellion. Think about that. That means rebellion in your life allows Python to attack you. So let's repent for any rebellion in our lives right now. Just pray with me, okay? Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for rebelling against my spouse, my family, my boss, my superiors, my headship, my pastors, my leaders, and most of all, you, God. I ask forgiveness for any time I thought rebellious thoughts, acted rebellious, and spoke words that were rebellious. Lord, wash me clean of any sin of rebellion that would cause me to have something in common with the spirit of Python. I decree that as I'm praying this prayer, that the blood of Jesus is cleansing me and the serpent is being crushed under my feet. I receive total forgiveness for all my rebellion now in Jesus' name. Amen. That was awesome. But do we stop there? No, we need to soak in the fire to finish the job. Let's head back to the conference and really join into this powerful activation. Put your hand on your belly. Decree, I have got dunamis in me. It consists of fire. Just like the fire in the upper room, this fire in me is going to diffuse into my soul. It's going to make me excellent of soul. I command it right now to go out of my spirit, man, and to burn into my soul, right to the place in my soul where I have something in common with a serpent. The fire of God, when it burns, leaves neither root nor branch. I command the fire, according to Malachi 4:1, to burn every wound in my soul, even the root, leave no root behind. Burn, 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 Jesus. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Take your winnowing fork. Separate the chaff from the wheat. Burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Fire, 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 fire in my soul. Fire in my soul. I am excellent of soul. It's ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready? When I say one, two, three, hey, you're going to grab up there and you're going to grab that python snake. And then we're going to unwind him from us in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then we're going to throw him to the abyss where he cannot return and command him to burn. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? So one, two, three, grab it. Now unwind it. Come on, unwind it. I command you, unwind from them right now in the name of Jesus right now. Now hold it out in front of you. Ready? And when I say three, you're going to throw it and command it to burn. Ready? One, two, three, burn! 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 Now shout! Now some of you are feeling better already. Just check yourself. Just check yourself. Can you feel the difference? Some of you had a python on you. Who can feel the difference? Raise your hand up really high. Thank you, God, right now. Thank you, God.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
When we go to live events and people hear that I'm teaching on serpents, they look at me like I'm crazy and they kind of shrink back because they don't understand. Well, that's because demonic snakes are crafty and they're masters of camouflage for a reason. They don't want people to know that they're the ones wreaking havoc in their lives. This is why Jesus gave us authority to trample on them, because they are the cause of so many problems in our lives. But we know how to get rid of them. Repent of anything you have in common and soak in the fire of God. I encourage you to soak in His fiery presence this week. Worship to your favorite fire songs. Read and decree fire scriptures over yourself and really saturate and soak in the presence of Jesus, who the Bible says baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire. Remember, each week I'll be here to help you get your breakthrough, because it's not a matter of if you get healed, it's only a matter of when. I'll see you next week.